Gerald Everett joins us. He played at South Alabama. Now he plays for the LA Rams, a second-round pick in the draft. We had a chance to talk to him a couple of months ago before the combine, and he joins us here on SB Nation Radio. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing good, man. I'm excited to get to LA and contribute, man. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. Thanks for all right. So let me give me an idea of draft weekend. All right, so Gerald Everett, you having a party? What are you doing Friday before round two?
Friday, I was really just surrounded by my family and close friends. You know, we had some finger food, and you know, we had the ESPN camera guy around. But you know, we pretty much just gathered around the couch and just kind of just tuned into the draft and just waited for my name to be called. You know, I stay and watch the rest of the guys in my agency, you know, be selected in later rounds and that round as well. But it was a joyous moment for me and my family, and I'm glad everyone was there to enjoy it with me.
All right. When you went through the process of the Senior Bowls and the interviews and the combine, in terms of Los Angeles's interest in you, did you get a feeling that that was a team that had really had you on their radar and was really interested in you before they made the call?
Oh, yes, sir. I had a feeling they were interested in me, but you know, everything was moving so fast from the Senior Bowl to the combine. And, you know, I mean, you never really know. But, I mean, for them to schedule, you know, those formal interviews with me and invite me to the suite, it's been as valuable 15 minutes with me and ask so many questions to get information. I had an idea that it would be one of the final teams that would take that chance on me. And then when I flew out for a top 30 visit, that's when it got real. You know, and then just, you know, staying in contact with them from after pro day to up leading up to the draft. And then they ended up selecting me in the second round.
I've covered a lot of drafts, and I'm always amazed where a guy is sitting somewhere in America, and the next thing I know, he's on a plane, and he's sitting in front of me in a press conference 24 hours later. How quickly did they make the arrangements for you to get to Los Angeles or meet the team and kind of meet the media out in L.A.?
It moved very fast. I know it's kind of, I guess, a priority kind of thing from first-rounders to second-rounders. L.A. didn't have a first-round, so they traded up. And yeah. I was their first choice, but it's a very fast process, you know, from being selected to doing interviews and, you know, just meeting the guys. But, I mean, overall, I've enjoyed this entire process.
In terms of what L.A. has now, they have a new head coach, and they are in Los Angeles, so there's a lot of cool things in that city in terms of the team being there second year in L.A. and whatnot. What excites you the most about being a Ram outside of I just achieved a dream of being in the NFL? What excites you about the Rams specifically?
Well, the Rams is being on that West Coast, you know, being able to spread the ball around and being able to join guys like Todd Gurley and Tavon Austin, Geno Smith, you know, and Alec Overtry is being a part of a great organization. You know, last year they didn't do as well as they hoped to do, but, you know, I'm excited to come out and just help to contribute and get back on top with L.A.
All right, we had thought about this before because one of part of your story that we liked talking to you about a couple of months ago was the fact that you had played a little bit at UAB. The team was disbanded. You went to South Alabama. So when you're on the big national televised game and you're introducing yourself in the camera, are you saying UAB / South Alabama? Do you just go with South Alabama? How do you answer that?
Well, I'm just going to say South Alabama. That's
South
school
Alabama.
That I, you know, spent the most. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's the school I graduated from, and that's the school that I spent my most time and I guess, you know, put my most work in. So, you know, it's unfortunate that UAB shut down, but I was glad I was able to be a part of that program. But you know, I'm going to say South Alabama when it comes to NFL Sundays.
Give me an idea, Gerald. And we're talking to Gerald Everett, second-round pick of the L.A. Rams, but their first pick as the franchise in the draft. Give me an idea of your process through all this. From you're not that long ago that you were in high school, and so now you've gone through the college process. Now you're an NFL player. Now you've got money, and now you've got notoriety, and now you're at the highest level. When did you start realizing this is going to happen, or was it always there? When did you start realizing that the NFL was going to happen for you?
Well, I'd say when I was younger, I knew that I had the talent to play professionally, just, you know, with more practice and, you know, putting work into it and my effort. It's been something that I've always liked to do. You know, I put it down briefly in high school to pick up basketball, start running track. But when I got to UAB and I met those guys and Jordan Howard and all that, man, and, you know, my position coach, Richard Owens, you know, just working with those guys and seeing what they can do and, you know, joining the forces with them just kind of, you know, opened my eyes to say that I can really, you know, go far with this and that it's actually coming to reality and it's getting closer and closer. So when I went to South Alabama, we had guys like Wes Saxton, Braden Bowman, you know, those guys are now in the National Football League. So, you know, it kind of became a reality for me. And I just, you know, kind of stuck with it and stayed prosperous and just kept working, I guess, or, you know, and just kind of paid off.
Give me an idea of the phone call. So who gets the phone call? Is it your agent? Is it you? Are you answering it? Is he answering it? How does that process work? Because we see it on TV where the player is talking and they're all excited, and then the pick is announced. For you that night, what was that? What was the details of that?
Tom, you get the phone call about 3 minutes before you announce it on TV, but you get the head call from the GM, and, you know, you talk to the head coach and your position coach and any other coach they want to introduce you to, but, you know, you kind of see the area code pop up, and you kind of already, you know, you have a feel, and, you know, it lights your day up, you know, and yeah. I was ecstatic when I saw the California area code pop up, and I was like, man, this is it. So I screenshotted that phone call when it came in just to save it for memories, you know, and I answered it, and then they just say, man, you ready to be an L.A. Ram? And it just kind of took off from there.
Gerald Everett, we love talking with you the first time, love talking with you again. I hope we get to do this again. You're kind of like we like to adopt you on this show now as our NFL guy.
Yes, sir. Hopefully I can come out and make an appearance, man.
You are the best. I really appreciate it. Good luck to you. We know we'll be watching you now as a second-round pick. You're going to be asked to contribute right away, and I know you're ready. Appreciate your time, my friend.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate the time.
You got it. Gerald Everett, second-round pick of the Rams. And again, he's, as he said, they didn't have a first-round pick, so he became their essential number one pick in the draft in round number two. So tight end Gerald Everett. I find his story really cool. I just really do. I mean, again, he was thinking basketball. Now he goes into football. He plays. The team disbands. He's looking for another place to go. He goes to South Alabama. You don't hear a lot of people coming out of South Alabama. In fact, I think he's the first South Alabama player drafted in the program. So, I mean, the South Alabama football team, if I'm not mistaken, I'll have to look this up during the break. I don't think the South Alabama football team is old. I don't think it's got 100 years of history. I think it's 8 or 9, if I'm not mistaken. Just knowing a little bit about the South, I'll have to look that up. But South Alabama didn't have anybody drafted, and he becomes their first. So you know what that means now? No matter where his career goes, he can always go to the South Alabama campus and be kind of like a local hero for the rest of his life.
Their first season was in 2009.
Oh, well done, Tony D. I don't pat myself in the back very often because it hurts, but but I got that one. I did remember. I'm like, South Alabama's not been around that long. All right, way to go, Joe. Way to come through with that one. All right, coming up, we'll wrap up the show. I am Tony D. This is SB Nation Radio.